Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. Welcome into the magical, possibly confusing, transformative, liminal space of tonight's full moon in Gemini. In my Eastern time zone, this full moon will be exact before dawn tomorrow. I was awakened by the moon almost full in the wee hours of this morning, and thought it might be morning because the brightness outside my window was enough to cast shadows on the ground. I got up, found a west-facing window, and peeked out to see a bright, luminous moon, not quite full but almost, gazing up at Jupiter, bright in the sky above and a little to the south. This is a magical full moon that we'll enter into tonight. So let's dive in and see what's in store. Overnight, we enter the full moon in Gemini, a magical and mysterious full moon. We're in a highly mutable time, with the moon in late Gemini, the sun in late Sagittarius, and Neptune squaring both at the very end of Pisces. Uranus, at the end of Taurus, also wields his influence, forming a quincunx to the sun and a sextile to Neptune. These placements tell us we're in a time of endings and transformations. We know this already with Pluto's decisive entry into Aquarius on November 19th of this year. Pluto's last transit through Aquarius began in 1778. Neptune will leave Pisces behind for Aries, beginning this transition March 30th of 2025 and completing it January 26th of 2026. Neptune last entered Aries in 1862. Uranus transitions from Taurus to Gemini beginning July 7th, 25, and completing the transition April 25th of 26. He last entered Gemini in 1942. We're in an era in which all three of the transpersonal outer planets transition at the same time. Over this three-year period, all three leave one sign behind and enter another. It's not a stretch to say that by the spring of 2026, the world will feel like a different place, different than now. I have no idea what changes are coming, what the world will look like, but just knowing Pluto, Neptune, and Uranus are all shifting tells me big change is underway. What does that have to do with a full moon in Gemini? This is a full moon of possibility, of exploration, of expanding our options and considering new ways of thinking and being. This last full moon of 2024 invites us to dream, touching us with magic. This full moon may not be comfortable for everyone. If we're looking for clear answers and precise directions, if we need concrete evidence and definite conclusions, we may find this moon frustrating. Gemini, Sagittarius, and Pisces are not here to create certainty, but rather to invite us to open our perceptions and our minds. Gemini is the child exploring. Here, with a moon that is way out of bounds, we are curious about everything. Nothing is beneath our notice, especially if it moves or sparkles. Our attention shifts from idea to idea, from thing to thing, considering bright options and wild possibilities. In Gemini, the world entices us. This mutable air sign is ruled by Mercury, who is currently retrograde in Sagittarius. This Mercury placement slows our minds down just a little bit, makes us more introspective, and allows us to consider long-term possibilities. The Sun in Sagittarius is the sage, the teacher. Here we can choose a focus and dive deeply into it. Rabbit holes open up around our feet, and we're happy to jump in, just looking for the most promising, the deepest, the one that calls to us personally. Sagittarius is ruled by Jupiter, who happens to be in Gemini. Yes, this is the same Mercury and Jupiter mutual reception setup we've been seeing for the last month. Jupiter in Gemini makes Sagittarius a bit more curious about what's around right now, and maybe a bit more distractible. In other words, Gemini and Sag are influencing each other, tempering each one's tendencies to move together into a space where we are as curious about the past as we are about the present and the future, where we want to learn deeply while also encompassing as much of what's here right now as we can. Meanwhile, Neptune squares the full moon from cosmically magical Pisces. Here, boundaries are blurred, creativity expands, and we're invited to connect into vast spaces of possibility and magic. Nothing may be quite as it seems, and everything feels possible. The early psychologist William James described a baby's first experience of the world as a blooming, buzzing confusion, a quote that captures the feel of this full moon squared by Neptune. But it's not all fun and games. Caution is called for. A full moon at the end of Gemini squared by Neptune in Pisces creates a highly sensitized space. Anything we might choose to do to expand or alter consciousness, whether it's substances, practices, or meditations is likely to affect us more quickly and more deeply than usual. It's always wise to create safe and supported places in which we can journey deeply. This is especially important during a full moon like this one, which will heighten all of our sensitivities. Astrologically, too, things might not be as sparkly as they seem at first. At the ends of the signs of the zodiac, choices must be made. Decisions are called for. To proceed into the next phase, we have to decide, choose, or make peace with where we are. In Gemini, the sign of the twins, the last decan is a place of choosing one side, one path, one way of being. The other way must be let go. The other twin must die. In Sagittarius, the vehicle that has carried us so swiftly and so far is worn out. We've come as far as we can, as fast as we could, and now face a choice. There's something that needs to be done, and we must do it. Gemini and Sag are the signs that lead us to the solstices, summer for Gemini, winter for Sag. These are ancient times of sacrifice. When, for example, in the Western tradition, the Holly King and the Oak King trade places. Each rules for half the year from solstice to solstice. At the end of his time, the current ruler is sacrificed, dies to the world, to return again when the sun pauses on its way. The end of Pisces is likewise a powerful transition. Here we have completed a round of the zodiac. What was born in Aries has grown, matured, changed, and now dissolves into the cosmic all in order to be born again. All of these changes are necessary and celebrated, yet such times also have a somber air. Something is ending to make space for something else. It's a liminal time, not quite one or the other, in which magic can happen. I said earlier that the fluid possibilities of this full moon might be frustrating to those with minds that prefer the well-defined, the clear, and the precise. Yet today, physics, quantum physics, joins us in this realm of possibility. Today we are asked to understand that the fundamental units of matter may present as either a particle or a wave, depending on how we look at them. But the underlying truth is, those units are both at once. Likewise, we can observe a fundamental piece of matter as being in one position or another, again, depending on how we measure it. But really, it is in many positions at once. Nothing is fixed. Nothing is real in the sense of being a thing we can perceive and label and know everything about. Our cosmos is made of possibilities and perceptions. Of course, we must make choices. Some choices, like which socks to wear, may seem trivial. Other choices, like changing our lives utterly by striking out in a new direction, look huge and consequential. Yet we don't really know, do we? Maybe there was something about those socks that changed our day and led us into those much larger choices. This is a full moon for checking in. Where are we right now? Where would we like to be? How do we see the world? Not just the social and political world we happen to be in, but the world writ large. How, in our view, do things work? How can we create for ourselves the lives and the cosmos we'd like to live in? It's not up to any single one of us alone, of course, but never think you don't have influence. Each of us touches so much. our choices, our interests, our ideas, our actions, all weave together to make a world. It's magic. Touch magic and pass it on. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you the most magical and possibility-filled full moon in Gemini that you can have. I hope magic sparkles all over you at this full moon, and that it is of the best kind. That quote, the Touch Magic quote, by the way, is from the fantasy writer Jane Yolen. And her saying that, her writing that, made that saying, touch magic and pass it on, a kind of a touchstone itself in a community of fantasy writers that included Jane and many others of her colleagues and friends. It is, in my view, the perfect way to move into this full moon in Gemini. And I hope that magic, in turn, touches all of us. As always, thank you for listening.